Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We start off this morning by going back to January of 1956 and listening to Howling Wolf do one of his most famous tunes. It's a number that took him to a number 11 on the R&B charts that year. Howling Wolf on vocals and blues harp with some really good musicians backing him up. Howling Wolf with Smokestack Lightning. James on guitar and vocals with a number called One Way Out. He recorded that one back in 1961, right around that time period. And although a lot of his most famous recordings were done in Chicago, this one was actually done in New York. So great effort by Elmore James. And before we heard Elmore James, we heard Howling Wolf from 1956, again doing Smokestack Lightning. And the name actually implies to the sparks that used to fly out of the smokestack. Howling Wolf said at night, early in the morning, he'd see the trains passing by and the sparks coming out of the smokestack of the trains. And of course the lyric Smokestack Lightnings goes back a few years prior to Howling Wolf. The band of Mississippi Sheiks had those lyrics in one of their recordings. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Boy II, a.k.a. Rice Miller or Alec Miller. He was a guy that actually got first prompted Elmore James to record in a studio. Elmore James didn't mind playing guitar in a studio so much, and he didn't mind singing on stage, but he was apparently quite ill at ease at recording in a studio himself as a featured artist. And back in 51 or 52, Sonny Boy Williamson and a producer sort of set this up and got Elmore James to record his first song, which was a hit for James, and his career took off after that. Here's Sonny Boy Williamson, recorded in 1963 in Europe, along with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. Sonny Boy doing a number called Coming Home to You, Baby.
Coming Home to You, Baby.
That's what it says.
I'm coming home to you, baby. I hope you will be satisfied. I'm coming home, and I hope you will be satisfied. Cause I've been gone so long, darling, and I'm as tired of you crying. I wanna know baby. You know, I really want to know. Is you mad with me? I promise you I won't ever leave no more. Since I've been gone, have anyone walked in and take my place? I wanna know. Who you done let walk in, little girl, and take my place? I don't want nobody snowing in my baby's face. I don't want nobody snowing in my baby's face. Hurts me so bad when I begin to feel like somebody else done taken my place. All right, my baby. La 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 la
Recorded in May of 1967, that was John Mayall, sometimes referred to as the father of British blues. Mayall doing a number called Sonny Boy Blow, a tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson II, whom we heard right before hearing John Mayall. Sonny Boy had gone to Europe for the American Folk Blues Festival in Hamburg and ended up touring around Europe for a while. Also in England, he performed and actually recorded, did some live recordings with the Yardbirds at the Crawdaddy Club in London back in 1963. Sonny Boy himself sort of affecting the sartorial elegance of a British gentleman. He started wearing a derby hat and a pinstripe three-piece suit, carrying an umbrella, sometimes wearing gloves. When he came back to the United States after his sojourn in Europe and in England, some of his fellow bluesmen, it was reported that they said of him that he was virtually insufferable with all of his stories, and not all of which they believed. Sonny Boy had his own comments about some of the British museums and musicians. Excuse me. He told his friend Levon Helm that he said those British boys want to play blues real bad. And they play blues real bad. Of course, some of those British blues artists ended up playing blues very well. We heard John Mayall. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to someone that worked for John Mayall back in 1966, talking about Eric Clapton from his 1992 release, Unplugged. Here is Eric Clapton here on KRVS with his rendition of a Jesse Fuller tune.
Ocean line. every morning and every evening, every day I think of you, the way you love me through and through. And when I'm with you, it feels like heaven, and you're an angel holding me. Your sweet, sweet loving, it sets me free. And in my wildest imagination, I could never imagine you loving me as much as I do you. It may be winter, it may be fall, I might have plenty or nothing at all, but baby, I'll be there whenever you call, whenever you call. 'Cause every morning and every evening, every day I think of you, the way you love me, through and through, the way you love me, through and through.
Every morning. That was Keb Moe from his self-titled release on OK Records. Came out back in 1994, and that is the disc that put Keb Moe on a national blues map. He had had one other disc issued prior to this, but it was really more of a local release in Southern California. This one really exposed him to national and international audiences. Keb Moe, Every Morning. Before hearing Keb Moe, we heard Eric Clapton. We heard Eric Clapton again from the disc Unplugged that came out in 1992. Eric doing an acoustic version of an old Jesse Fuller tune, San Francisco Bay Blues. Fuller was originally from Georgia, ended up going out to the West Coast, actually had bit roles in a couple of movies, and then in the 1950s, in his 50s himself, he recorded his did his first recordings and ended up doing pretty well for the rest of his music career. We turn next here on the Blues Box to one of Eric Clapton's all-time favorite bluesmen, Mississippi Delta bluesman Robert Johnson. From the 23rd of November in 1936, here's Robert Johnson with one of two renditions he cut that day of Rambling on My Mind.
I got running all on my mind. and cry. And I'm leaving this morning with my arm full up and cry.
Block here on KRVS from her disc, Mama's Blues. That came out in 1991 on Rounder Records label, and that was her rendition of a number first recorded by Bessie Smith back in 1920s or so. Real Bessie Smith classic. Rory Block was preceded by Robert Johnson. We heard Robert from 1936 doing Rambling on My Mind. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to take a quick look at some of the music happening around the area this weekend. Julian Primo will be at the Hideaway tonight. Also this evening, Alligator Blue plays Rockin' Bowl. RJ and Creole Smooth will be at the Grouse Room in, on Jefferson Street. Mason Trail and Zydeco Rhythm will be at Cowboys this evening. And our Cajun jams tomorrow. There's one at Vermilionville and also one at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge. Also tomorrow, Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble will be appearing at Blue Moon Saloon. L.A. Rocks will be at Grouse Room. And Crossfire plays Rock and Bowl tomorrow night. Derek Savoy and the Sad Boys will be at Hideaway on Lee Street. On Sunday, Gino Delafosse will be at Rock and Bowl. And also Sunday, the Creole Trio will be at the Hideaway. And this coming Monday, there will be a Blue Monday concert taking place at the Grouse Room. And it will be a tribute to Carol Fran, Major Handy, and Little Buck Senegal. And I'd like to mention that the Wednesday Cajun Jams at Blue Moon Saloon have started up again. So we're gradually seeing some music appearing again as a part of Lafayette's nightlife. I guess it won't get full-blown until we're over this pandemic. Also like to announce that we here at KRVS hope you will join us for our Taste of Fame fundraiser that is taking place May 21st. It's a virtual fundraiser, and we'll feature Lydia Bastinich, who is well-known on PBS, and it'll be a cooking event. It's a Zoom event. She'll walk you through the process as she prepares her classic springtime asparagus risotto. And you don't have to shop for the ingredients, as the ingredients are delivered to your door. Visit our website, krvs.org, and click the Taste of Fame link to get more information. And a deadline to register is April 22nd. We have music next from the late Etta James. We're going to turn to one of her well-known tunes and one that she took to number 23 on the R&B charts back in 1967. Here's Etta James here on KRVS with Tell Mama.
Like it did the other night. Yeah. cocoa moment all night long. Please, mama,
please, mama,
I want you to cocoa moment all night long. You know one and one is two, two and two is four. I'm crying, baby, don't you wanna go?
Jacob Strain here on KRVS from a disc called Ocean or a Teardrop. That one came out back in 2004. And at the time, David was a sophomore at Stanford University in California. He'd learned to play the blues living in Oregon as a kid. And we heard Etta James just before hearing David Jacob Strain. We heard Etta James doing Tell Mama. Again, that was a hit for her back in 1967. And that number we just heard David Jacob Strain do, Kokomo Mi Mama, was a number that was first recorded by Mississippi Fred McDowell. At least that version was a Fred McDowell version. McDowell had been discovered in Mississippi back in 1959 by Alan Lomax, and ended up recording up until pretty close to his death in 1972. Here he is from 1965, Mississippi Fred McDowell doing a rendition of Someday Baby, a much-covered blues tune by a rural blues artist. He calls it, though, Fred's Worried Life Blues. Fred McDowell here on KRVS.
Call me to leave my happy home. But someday you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. You told everybody in your neighborhood what a dirty mistreater, didn't mean you no good. But someday, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. When I had money, I had plenty of friends. I ain't got no money, baby, honey, even no friend. But someday, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. If I had money like Henry Ford, I'd have me a woman on every road. But bye-bye, you ain't gonna worry my life
this morning, 4 o'clock, Mr. Case told the farmer, get his bottle of hot. Put on your water, put on your coal, put your head out the window, see my driver's roll, see my driver's roll. Put your head out the window, see my driver's roll. Lord, some people said Mr. Case couldn't run. Let me tell you what Mr. Case had done. He left Memphis, was 49, got a Newport News, it was dinner time, what dinner time. Got Newport News, it was dinner time. I sold my gin, I sold the street, police rum to my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nodded head, she made me welcome to the falling bed, to the falling bed. Made me welcome to the falling bed. Lord, people said to Casey, you run over time. You haven't nothing losing with the 109. Casey said, it ain't in mine. I run in glory if I make my time. Said all the passengers better keep yourself here. And that's gonna shake like Cheney did, like Cheney did. I'm not gonna shake like Cheney did. Kids run his engine in the miles of place. Number 4 stabbed him in the face. The death toll case is where you must leave town. Freedom of soul, Alabama bound, Alabama bound. my soul, I'm Alabama bound. Mrs. Casey said she dreamt a dream. The night she bought the sewing machine. The needle got broke, she could not sew. She loved Mr. Casey, cause she told me so, told me so. Love Mr. Casey, cause she told me so. That was a woman named Miss Alice Fry. Them on ride, Mr. Casey, or I died. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. A rambling woman with a rambling mind. Got a rambling mind.
That was Furry Lewis, fine Mississippi blues man, recorded back in 1928, doing a number called Cassie Jones. This was the first of a three-part song. It was actually based on a black folk song about a 1900 train wreck in Canton, Mississippi, and it ended up becoming a vaudeville hit in 1909. Number that Furry Lewis's piece was based on. Furry Lewis was a Memphis street cleaner and had that job for almost 40 years, ended up being rediscovered by Sam Charters in 1959 and had a fairly good musical career the last years of his life. Furry Lewis was preceded here on KRVS by Mississippi Fred McDowell. We heard Fred McDowell from 1965 doing a number he called Fred's Worried Life Blues. We turn next to one of the best of the Piedmont stylists. We're talking about Blind Willie McTell. He started recording back in the 1920s. We're going to listen to him doing a number he recorded in Atlanta back in October of 1929. Here's Blind Willie McTell with Travelin' Blues.
I was traveling through South America. Walked up to a lady's house. Call her grandma. Didn't know her name. She gave me something to eat. Walked on down the road. I heard old train getting off like this. I heard old bell ring kind of like this. Went on down, I heard old whistle blow. I heard it said, look a yonder. Look a yonder. At the women. At the women. I went on then, I began to sing to the engineer. Mr. Engineer, let a man ride the blind. Mr. Engineer, let a poor man ride this line. Said I wouldn't mind it, fella, but you know this train ain't mine. I begin to hear the old fella blow a long short. Get away, blow. And I begin to sing to him one more time. You're the crew fireman, low down engineer. You're the cruel fireman, low down engineer. I'm trying to hobo my way and you leave me standing here. Then I go along the father and begin to sing poor boy to him. And he began to smile in my face. Get a fella right all around the world. Get a fella right all around the world. Oh boy, you ain't got no girl. And I began to hear him tell me about those cheese and eggs. I want them fixed. I heard him say, scramble down. Scramble down. Scramble down. And I began to hear him tell me about them cheese and eggs. I heard him say, cheese, eggs, dinner, dinner. And I began to hear him tell me about Emerald. I love you, Emerald. I love you true. I love you, Emerald. Tell you all I do. Emerald.
Booker Washington White with a number called Columbus, Mississippi Blues. Booker White had a very, very percussive style of playing. He was influenced quite a bit by Charlie Patton, it's so said. He himself first recorded back in 1930 and again in 1937 had a hit with Shake 'Em On Down, then had to go to Parchment Farm Prison in Mississippi for a couple of years after having shot a man and being convicted of that. But apparently he had a fairly easy time relative to what a lot of inmates suffered there. It was said that he had a guitar, was allowed to play and entertain both guards and prisoners for some time, and he was definitely up to par with his playing when he got out of prison in 1940. He went straight back to the studios and recorded a number of tunes. Bucca White. He was preceded by Blind Willie McTell, the Atlanta 12-string guitarist. We heard him recorded back in 1929 doing a number called Traveling Blues, recorded up until at least the late 1940s, 1949 or so. Blind Willie McTell. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your contributions. We're going to turn to Veronica Lewis on piano from her disc, You Ain't Lucky. She's going to do an ode to Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee Lewis, this will take take us up to news time, and we'll be back at 10:06 with Henry Gray, so stay tuned.